Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. Special guest today is Outside the Lines on ESPN's Bob Lee. Just to hear his voice makes you want to hear more. Here's a guy who's been in the business for a long time. We're going to compare his opinions about sports journalism and the growing importance of it in society with comments we've had from Joe Buck and Tony Kornheiser and others as well. I wanted to start today's show with an interesting comment from Jim Beattie. In our discussion yesterday with Jared Bell, one of the top African-American journalists in the country for USA Today, along with our friend Michael Wilbon, I think one of the most thoughtful people out there. And Jim Beattie was asked about this Larry Johnson comment about white coaches versus black coaches and bridging the cultural gap. Here's what Jim Beattie had to say from yesterday's show on Head Games.
And one, as a baseball executive, that we always keep a look at, because essentially your players are your clients. And when you're out there and you're trying to get your clients, not necessarily to buy your product, but to perform at their highest level, you need to be able to connect with them. And in baseball, and I'm sure, you know, most sports, maybe not so much basketball because they don't have a lot of coaches, but football certainly is applies to that. We try to build our coaching staff, if not just our manager, but at least our coaching staff, to be able to bridge some of those cultural, racial, however you want to put it, and primarily with us in baseball, there are a lot of Latin players. We need to have that not only speak Latin, but understand where the Latin players are coming from. And the difficulty there is a Venezuelan kid is not like a Dominican kid, is not like a Puerto Rican kid, is not like a Mexican kid. They're different cultures. And sometimes we as, Americans, sometimes lump them all together, and you really can't do that.
That's Jim Beattie, two-time Major League Baseball general manager, talking about the Latin issue in baseball, when in reality there are only about 9% blacks in baseball. And we're going to talk a little bit more with our friend Bob Lee about race and coaching and cultural things. We're also going to talk about journalism. We'll be joined by Dr. Andrew Jacobs and Fred Eng in the last half hour to talk about U Sports. And have you ever had one of your children cut from a team you thought was really unfair? We're going to talk about that today on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Don't let your next ticket buying experience be a drag. Tickets Now has the best seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. In minutes, you can have the seats you really want. 50-yard line, to orchestra seats at the theater, to courtside at the Big Hoops matchup. Every ticket is 100% guaranteed authentic, backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring out of corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to HomeBiz, the number 47.com. That's HomeBiz47.com.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information. So register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just get. Stay tuned. Check out headgainsradio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. What are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome to Head Games Radio with one of the better voices in sports, Bob Lee from Outside the Lines. Bob, are you inside or outside the lines today?
Well, today's show at 3:30 Eastern Time, we're going to be a little bit inside with looking at the Bears, and then we're going to start outside looking at the, you know what happened 26 years ago today, John Lennon was shot. And the nation learned about it from Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football. So that's going to kind of get us a little bit outside. It was a remarkable and tragic evening, and we're going to relive it today.
Well, let's talk about Howard Cosell for a second, because I want to start off by talking about your role as the announcer, the great storyteller, because to my mind, the storytellers are the ones that help shape the values in life. Howard Cosell was not liked by most of his colleagues. Dick Schaap, who was one of my favorite people and a very close friend, Dick, never talked ill of anyone except for one, and that was Howard Cosell. Something about Howard rubbed others the wrong, but at the same time, Howard could cross from sports to other things as well. Tell us what you think Howard Cosell did to add to, if you will, the expanded broadcaster is something more than just an announcer.
Well, you know, if Howard hadn't been Howard, and if Howard had not done Sports Beat, and in fact, one of our guests, Dave Kindred, who the author of the book Sound and Fury, which is the story of the friendship and the relationship between Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell, had not reported the Ali story. For all of Cosell's bombast and his histrionics and his well-advertised insecurities on the air and whatnot, Howard Cosell did important journalistic work, and if he hadn't been doing that back in the 60s and the 70s into the 80s, I don't think we really show where it is today. I mean, he's the godfather of this. Yes, he was difficult to get along with at times. He was full of himself, but at the same time, there was great journalism being done in print, but not a hell of a lot being done well on television, and Howard set the standard in sports journalism in a broadcast sense.
Bob Lee, missing, I think, from today's kids coming through high school, it's a lack of appreciation for the importance of history. We've seen it, of course, in the lack of appreciation for history and some of the decisions by the present administration, and I won't get too political, but let's just say that understanding the lessons of history is always a daily thing. We talked to Chris Berman about the evolution of history of the sports broadcaster's role and how things have changed because of ESPN. Here's Chris Berman from just about 6 weeks ago.
Your hometown paper. There was no even national paper like USA Today. You didn't get your you know, cable was what was it back then? You know, you got stations from where you were traveling to, and that was it. ESPN and then CNN a little behind us, and MTV, I mean, in early 80s, all of a sudden, you're in Portland, Oregon, you're in Bangor, Maine, you can turn on a TV and get the same things, and so we became your, that's a good description, a teddy bear, although, you know, I'm a more like a polar bear, but...
So if he's a polar bear, what are you now in your role at Outside the Lines?
Is that a variation on the Barbara Walters question, if you could be a tree or if you could be a...
Be a tree? What would you
if
be?
If I could be a twee. I think Chris hit on it in that this network has been fortunate. I think a lot of networks and media entities have viewers and listeners and readers, but very few have fans. And this network, I think, has been unique in that regard for 27, 28 years, we've got people who feel a great empathy towards us. At the same time, with that comes an incredible responsibility to be accurate, to be fair, to have fun, certainly, but to do the important stories and to do them responsibly and to ask the right questions. I mean, for example, not just report what's going on, for example, at this very hour, Rich Rodriguez, the West Virginia football coach, maybe getting recountered by West Virginia that just signed.
What is going on?
An extension back in June, well, with a $12 million offer on the table from Alabama. And if I pay taxes in either state, and I guess at the end of the day, maybe they're not tax dollars, they're booster dollars. What the heck is going on with that? And having just told his kids reportedly just a few weeks ago that he wasn't going anywhere. I mean, those are the things you've got to bring out. And just ask, you know, is that fair? What does that mean to the greater situation? So that you just don't report that, you know, there's a tug of war going on for a coach. But what's going on? What does that mean? What does that say about all of us? And Miles Brandon, the head of the NCAA, has been outspoken about this. This past week he tabbed coaches' salaries as the thing to watch. And, at the same time, you look for progress, you find it today in Miami, where Randy Shannon, linebacker of U of M and the former defensive coordinator, now gets promoted from within and is only the sixth African-American head coach out of 109 Division I-A schools. And afterwards, he says, you know, I'm Randy Shannon. I'm not minority Randy Shannon. When I go to the league meetings, I'm Coach Shannon. I'm not minority Randy. And that's how he wants to be known. But sports has given us, you know, it gives us many vexing questions, but at the same time, you think back as far as Jackie Robinson and Cosell and Ellie, it gives us a chance, I think, to define society, too.
Well, we're talking with Bob Outside the Lines, inside Head Games Radio, and it's just interesting how Miles Brands would say that the key thing to watch is the salaries of coaches. I want to wait to hear him say clearly it's the educational experience of the NCAA athlete that really matters.
Well, yeah, I think he has said some of that in the past. In fact, they've changed the yardstick by which they measure graduation rate. It's now an academic progress report, and it makes allowances for
transfers
and kids who leave early to go to the pros. I mean, as long as someone's making academic progress, and those numbers have trended up. In fact, Richard Labczyk, the noted sports sociologist, report last week on all the bowl-bound football schools, and it shows a fairly good improvement by this yardstick, if you accept the yardstick. It also shows a racial gap between African-American football players and white football players as far as academic progress, but there seems to be something happening here. Of course, each institution has in itself, and we've seen enough abuses in this area, and ask, is this a legitimate academic and educational experience the kids are being exposed to, or they're just getting the easy majors and gut courses? Well, I don't know about you at Dartmouth. You took all real tough ones. But, I mean, occasionally you'd be looking
not all of them
here and there. But is the experience legitimate? But I think we've seen some I know that Brand feels passionately about a distinction between college and pro sports. He and I have talked at long lengths about it, and he's very passionate about it.
One last about our friend Howard Cosell with the interview we had with Tony Kornheiser. His new role, in essence, to me, having a chance to redefine Cosell role, which has been so poorly played out the last few years. When you know you're always going to be compared against a guy named Howard Cosell, you know, my first game was for the Patriots in 1978, Sunday night, primetime, with Frank Gifford, Dandy Don Meredith, and Howard Cosell.
Right.
Do you feel that there is something to be learned from the role he took in that situation with the other two personalities?
Well, I'm never going to be as good. I'm never going to do it as long as he did it. I'm never going to be as good as him. I'm not as smart as him. I would never be as bombastic as him. I mean, I'm just not. You know, anytime people compare me even unfavorably to Cosell, I'm sort of pleased because I think he's the best whoever did it. But, you know, you have to have magic in a booth. I think that people who watch PTI understand that Wilbon and I have that.
Comments on the role. What's missing? Where can we find another Howard Cosell who's not just a jerk as well, but somebody that is able to bring the sense of history and important value decisions that are played out on the sports stage?
Well, I think Howard was an original, so I don't know that you'll ever see a replication of him. And I think Tony is. You just saw how smart Tony is by realizing there has only been one Cosell, and Tony is doing a very nice job in his own right. But you know, Cosell wrote and spoke and reported at a very different time, Nick, too, when you only basically had three networks and three choices at home, which gets back to what Chris was talking about cable television. I mean, your show and the proliferation of media choices just illustrate the great democracy that we've seen, the digital democracy in media. I mean, if you have a thousand opinions, a thousand voices, at the same time, I think it means that no one single voice will ever have that same sense of prominence. But I think a lot of the responsibility comes down to the audience. A lot of smart people out there. I don't subscribe to the Barnum theory that, you know, you can never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. I think we got some smart people, And as consumers, ask the right questions. Is this guy answering my questions, asking my questions? Is he raising the right issues? If consumers make those points, you'll get the reporting you deserve at home.
Bob, can you stay for a few more minutes, just till maybe 30 past, and talk about U Sports for a second?
Sure.
That'd be great. Really appreciate it. Bob Lee from Outside the Lines is going to stay inside the lines at Head Games just for a few more minutes, and we'll be joined by Fred Eng for the National Alliance for U Sports and Dr. Andrew Jacobs. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Satellite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-761-3480. That's 800-761-3480.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-761-3480. Call now. 800-761-3480.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Bob Lee. Bob, what's coming up on Outside the Lines?
Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, I think a very important program. We're going to look at the proliferation of guns being carried by professional athletes. And some of the, there's no hard and fast numbers, but some of the estimates range into the 80th and 90th percentile of the number of people in the NFL or the NBA guys carrying guns. And you will see and hear some amazing opinions and some examples and see people using their legally licensed weapons. We're not going to see any illegally unlicensed weapons, but it will, I think, be an eye-opener. I think it's one of our more important stories, so that'll be Sunday morning.
Wow. Well, I thought we'd introduce Fred Eng. I know that Fred has been on your show before talking about U Sports and with the increased microscope and the concentration of focus, the passion of parents that want their kids to become the next Michael Jordan or LaDainian Tomlinson, it's become even more important. And Dr. Andrew Jacobs has been at ESPN in a number of ways as well. Guys, both of you, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Nick, as always.
Where's the famous voice of Fred Egg? Sounds like Fred isn't there yet. Well,
he clicked me in there, Nick.
Wake up, Fred. Here we go. Hey, listen, guys, before we get to U Sports, we've got to let Bob go in a couple minutes. I wanted to ask your opinion about racism in sports. Larry Johnson, a very thoughtful, very unusually vulnerable individual, considering how powerful a runner he is, made some comments that Dick Vermeil, probably the greatest players coach I've ever met, was not able to impact him because, essentially, it sounded like, because he was white, whereas Herman Edwards, coming back from the same cultural background. Of course, Herman is a wonderful coach and a particularly accessible human being and a positive, upbeat person. But here's Jarrett Bell, briefly, from yesterday's show. Jarrett's from USA Today, talking about when athletes breach that interesting subject of race.
If he keeps running for like 150 yards a game, I think they'll love him. And if he all of a sudden goes into the tank, people will have more reasons to criticize. I think that's usually what it comes down to. You know, the interesting thing about sports, and when you talk about race and society and things like that, a lot of times the performance supersedes a lot of the differences, and it can actually bring people closer together.
That's Jarrett Bell. Bob, before we let you go, your final comments about race and how we can teach kids of essentially the true meritocracy in sports. Isn't it the best place to learn about getting along no matter where we come from?
Well, you know, it really is. And you see that in business. You see that in the U.S. Army, the armed forces being a great meritocracy. But it's proven vividly in sports, and we see it every day. We also see it bubbling just below the surface as an issue in the hiring today of Randy Shannon and some of the comments, even jocular comments that Michael Irvin made a couple of weeks ago on ESPN Radio about Tony Romo and just the sensitivities that exist there. I think the most important thing is an honest dialogue. Put it on the table and then put it to the sideline and play the darn game.
Okay, final question, and Dr. Jacobs, we're going to give you first crack at this one, which is how do we create a system in U Sports that is the least subjective, the least biased in terms of choosing teams? We hear too often that coaches will, you know, make sure that their son's a starter and cut somebody that often is far more talented.
Well, I think you need to set up guidelines, Nick, before the season starts, and you know, at the high school level, unfortunately, and I just heard this story the other day about a young man who tried it for a team. Everybody said he was the best in the practices. They had three practices before the during the tryouts. All the kids who tried out said this kid was the best kid there, and he didn't make the team. And his parents spoke to me, and they were dumbfounded. And I said, well, I think what you got to do is talk to the coach. But I would actually have your son talk to the coach, really, and he's the one that needs to get the answers. There need to be some specific guidelines, I think, set up for these kids, because you know what? It comes down to a coach's discretion, and some coaches do it, you know, in a fair way. Some coaches don't do it in a fair way. There's always going to be somebody hurt if you don't make a team. And unfortunately for kids at the high school level, that can be the last opportunity for them to really play in some kind of an organized sport because the youth leagues are done by then. I think there needs to be some kind of a better system set up so kids feel that they're, you know, they're fairly treated. No one's going to feel they've been treated fairly if they got cut. But as long as the guidelines are set out in advance, I think it makes it better.
Fred, you find kids that are scarred for life going through this sort of situation. It to me, it's almost an impossible thing to correct. What answers do you have at the National Alliance?
Well, the thing is we all have to recognize that before the age of, let's say, 13, before kids get in middle school, you know, being cut from a team is one of the most ridiculous things that you can do to a child. You know, it destroys their self-esteem, their self-worth, everything about it. They don't understand, why can't I play? So that's very important. After that, that's a different story about being cut from a team, but it's a very complex, diverse situation.
Bob, before we let you go, by the way, everybody, you should tune for Sunday's show Outside the Lines on the proliferation of guns, not just in the state of Texas, where I think 15 years ago there were 48 million guns in Texas alone. Now that W's going back there, I'm sure there'll be even more, and Dick Cheney as well. But, Bob, final comments for you about this subject. When you do stories on U Sports, do you see an increasing caliber and quality of coaching, or is it going downhill?
I think you see people with great intentions. I think the great challenge, especially at outside the varsity level, when you have a proliferation of so-called AAU teams and youth teams and travel teams, I mean, and especially in areas that are more affluent, the travel team is attracting the most specialized and more elite athletes because they can play outside the scholastic calendar. And these are not necessarily classically trained coaches. There's the challenge there. And there's another element in play here, Nick, and you can understand this, having gone to an Ivy League school, just the expense of college. I'm sure all four of us have kids that are either at or in college or near that age. That contributes, I think, to the parental pressure of getting your kid ahead, not necessarily making it to the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball, but if you can get yourself part of a Division I scholarship, you're saving mom and dad a lot of money. And I think we start to see that entering into this equation, too.
Well, thanks for joining us. As always, you're a true pro, my friend, and we'll be watching you on Outside the Lines.
I'll see you at 3:30 Eastern today. As I said, we're looking at the John Lennon anniversary of Monday Night Football.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bob Lee from ESPN's Outside the Lines, a real pro. And let's continue this discussion with Fred. What are some of the answers for people that are part of a league that just is disorganized, that doesn't have good leadership, that has people in place that are not properly trained? How do you turn it around?
Well, you know, the main thing is that everybody has to look at the fact that these are kids. Nick and Andy understands all that. You know, that as I mentioned earlier, the point is that you're a kid that you're 9 years old, you find out that you're cut from a team. Well, anybody who's gone through that experience realizes what a horror that is in their life. And that's why when you have team sports and individual sports, it is a completely different situation. You take a team sport and you have kids lined up, and all of a sudden it becomes very objective. It's because my son's out there and I'm coaching, and therefore I'm going to make sure that Billy plays. That's how the selection is made. The sport that I was in, which was wrestling, there wasn't any question about it. When it came to Wednesday or Thursday, I knew that I was in that lineup. Why? Because I beat everybody out in that division and made it so that it was fair that I got the chance to be starting on Saturday. And that's the way that's the difference, especially for kids. But the other issue that I think Andy can address is the psychological impact.
Are you there, Andy?
Yeah, I'm just...
What kind of damage are we talking about? Because I know kids that have never, ever gotten over this. They worked really hard in the summer. They made sacrifices. They quit a job to make sure that they had time. They missed several vacations. They broke up a relationship. They try out for the team. They're clearly better than several other players on the team, and they're cut. What can be done for that, and what's the kind of damage psychologically?
Well, you can have long-term psychological damage in terms of self-confidence and self-esteem issues, but let me throw this question back onto you. You were cut 11 times by 8 teams. Now, granted, you were an adult, you were a professional, you graduated from Dartmouth, which is an Ivy League school, as we all know, but you were cut 11 times. You were told you're not good enough 11 times, 3 times by the same team. How did you, Nick Lowry, make it in the NFL, and when you quit kicking, had kicked more field goals than anybody in the history of the game and were the most accurate kicker in the history of the game? What did you do to make it through?
Well, I love the way you put that question. You know, I think certainly a predisposition to understand that one has a sense of destiny, that to believe that one is supposed to do something important, and then having parents that believe in you, those are things that are fundamental to one's sense of confidence as well. So, you know, I was lucky to have those things. And then most importantly with coaching, I had a mentor in Dick Johnson who kept saying to me and hammered into me over and over and over again that persistence is king, that getting back up when you're down is what it's all about. And that to me, let's face it, Fred, that is the most important. We teach kids only that lesson. Aren't we really succeeding?
Well, absolutely. You know, in the irony of this whole thing is I'm going to switch gears to something else. I think that what I mentioned before is when you get in middle school and high school, now being cut from a team kind of almost defines who are you. You know, somebody would say, are you a man or you're not? And is this going to make you a man and make you develop into something different? And I believe it does. I think that when you get to an age that you are expected to try harder and do everything that you can to achieve later on in life. If you got cut, I can tell you lots and lots of people that said, I'll show you.
Unfortunately, there are some that say it's not worth the effort. I'm going to forget about sports. We're going to talk about this, about coaches that cut players that deserve to be on teams, parents that complain sometimes appropriately, sometimes when really their kids should have been cut from the team. We're going to talk about the subjectivity of coaching and how important it is to have a process to select teams that is fair for everyone involved. Can it be done? We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Jacobs and Fred Eng for the National Alliance for Youth Sports on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states. So call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Look, honey, it's the Joneses.
Oh, they've come caroling again.
One, two, three, and...
We just got ourselves a T-Bone. T-Bone has exclusive features. We can record two shows at once. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And transfer programs to our laptop.
Only TiVo has exclusive features that let you schedule recordings from the web, transfer shows to your handheld device or iPod, or pre-approve the best TV for your kids to watch. Until December 31st, go to Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, or TiVo.com for a free TiVo box after mail-in rebate and service commitment. See TiVo.com for details and discover why everyone is singing our praises.
Shouldn't we tell them we already have a TiVo?
Nah, let them have their fun.
Remember, it's not TiVo unless it's a TiVo.
If you're a fan of pro wrestling or someone who's always wondered what goes on behind the scenes, you can find out the inside stories, the scandals, and what's going to happen before it airs on television by subscribing to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I'm Dave Meltzer, host of Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network, and the Observer is the publication read by the biggest stars and most influential people in wrestling to find out what's really happening. You can go to www.wrestlingobserver.com for information on how to subscribe, the current issue, and how you can get up to 2 free issues. And don't forget to join us every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get the net in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Welcome back to Head Games. I want to thank Bob Lee from Outside the Lines for joining us in the first half hour. We've got a caller. We're talking about youth sports with Fred Eng and Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We've got a caller, Ray from Texas, who has been a coach in college and coaches high schools. And Ray, you say that you've actually cut kids from teams. That must be an interesting process. What have you learned?
Well, you know, I learned that, you know, guys, I just wanted to give you all my perspective on the coaches side of it. There's only, you know, 10 to 12 spots. You know, period. You know, and this is an extracurricular activity. You know, let's just talk about high school right now. since that's what y'all were talking about earlier. I was cut, you know, I'm a basketball player, you know, I mean, I'm 38. You know, I got cut all the way through school till my junior year. I mean, I didn't shoot out, you know, grow, you know, I'm 6'5 now. And then when I made the team, I never played, you know. So, I mean, but I didn't go through life going, oh, gosh, I got cut. You know what I did? I played in the summer leagues. I found the Boys and Girls Club League, and I went and played where everyone got a chance to play. High school, there's only 10 to 12 spots, sometimes 15 if they want to be generous. But, I mean, you know, to label somebody and say, and I'm not saying you guys are doing this, but, I mean, society in itself, you know, the doctors and psychiatrists, you know, go through life, you know, labeling things, and that's their job. What I'm trying to say is I can't keep little, you know, Johnny Boy because he's my son. I've cut my own kid. Now, she's only in junior high, but when I've coached her summer league team, it was a traveling team, and you have, you know, people paid good money. Now, I told her, I said, do you want to ride the bench? You know, I mean, I can only play the best ones, or do you want to play on a more non-competitive team? And she said, you know, listen, Dad, I understand. I want to play on a non-competitive. I just want to play. And so I didn't coach her. Now, I consider that cutting her. I mean, but I just wanted to be fair to her. Now, as a parent, it's my job to go home that night and say, listen, this is why I did this. You know, in life, people are going to be better than you. And I used my own example. I was, you know, I thought I was good in basketball, but there's people that are better than me. We're not all born superstars, you know, but I want to be part of a team, and I thought it was important for her to be part of a team. So that's why she chose to go the other route. But, I mean, as far as actually saying we shouldn't cut kids, what if 40 kids go out for a high school team? I live in a
town. No, I'm not saying that. What we're talking about, Ray, and I think it's great to hear that you really have a grasp of it. Now, we're going to have to cut kids. Now, what I'm saying is it possible to have a process for choosing the team that is fair?
It's totally impossible. It's totally impossible. And the reason is because I see something that's black and white. You see something that's black, gray, and white. I mean, it's each person. I mean, it's to my personality. I'm going to pick John Boy because John Boy is a 6'5 guard that can shoot, you know. I'm looking for somebody that can go to the basket. The coach from school A is looking for a 6'5 post player. It's totally, you know, objective, like y'all said. I mean, there's no fair process. It's, you have to leave it in the coach's decision, like you gave the best advice earlier.
This is Dr. Jacobs, if I can comment on what you're saying, and you're exactly right. Here's the whole thing, though. I think when you've got a situation with tryouts for kids, one of the things that I see happen a lot of the times is a coach will end up putting the kids' names on the board or on the door of his office who got cut from the team first thing in the morning. So these kids walk into school, they're about to go to class, and they see they got cut from the team. Everybody in the school can walk by and see they got cut. And for some kids, you know, that's going to be a motivator for them to play harder like it was for you, to work at it and see what you can do. Some kids, though, who come from a single-parent family, don't have a parent who's reinforcing, maybe come from a family where the parents are degrading to them, that can destroy their confidence and destroy them for a long time. And so the thing that I think is there needs to be a better process to help kids deal with this. I'm not saying that the kids shouldn't be cut. That's the nature of the situation, and I understand that. The point is, what's the best way to do it so kids feel that they've, you know, they can grow and learn from this rather than have it hang over their heads the rest of their life?
Hey, Ray, stay with us. Fred, I want to hear your comment from the point of view of the different demands of the age groups, because Ray's talking about high school. What about junior high and younger?
Right. Ray is right on target with everything. See, we've got to always remember that we can't compare apples and oranges. When we're talking about the oranges being somebody at the high school level, that's the power of sports. And in life, you're going to get cut many times in life. And that's what I was talking about before, that the individuals can suck it up and say, look, I'm going to show you. It may not be in basketball or football or whatever, but it may be in medicine or law or somewhere, that they're going to show people throughout their life that they learned a devastating thing. They saw their name on that list that they were cut, and they feel that they are great, great athletes or whatever themselves. But this is the power, this is the goodness of sports, that where we can learn. The apples part, the little kids, we don't need to cut them. We don't need to eliminate them, tell them that they're not good enough at 9 or 8 years old, that they can't play. That's not what that should be about.
And Fred, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, because that's, you need to give kids the opportunity to play. Let's face it, we're all older, we're all adults. you know, we don't get to play, do this stuff anymore because we got to work for a living. And you only have a certain time period in your life where you can do this and enjoy it.
Right. Well, Ray, we really appreciate you joining us. Any other comments about what you do that has allowed you to understand that the communication side, the fact that you give so much feedback, I'm sure not just to your own child, but also to the other members of the team, make sure that they see this in the right way?
Yes, yes. You just, it's really every person's responsibility, the parent as well as the coach, to say, you know what, if the coach wants to put that list in the door, which I'm totally for, you know, because like I said, in life, it's a life lesson. Not everyone's going to, you know, if somebody gets fired from the job, everybody knows you got fired. You can't just quit and go home and sit on the couch and cry for a year. You got to get out there and find another job. So if you get cut and your name's on that door, you know, you can be embarrassed for one day, but guess what? You got to pick it up. You got to go out there. You got to work a little harder. Go to the Boys and Girls Club League, pay to play, and where you're allowed to play. You know, and that's my point is don't you know, darn the system for putting a list on the door. You guys, I agree with all y'all's points. My saying is this: I'm a coach. I'm teaching them life lessons first, and basketball second. I call my high school coach to this day. I called him 2 weeks ago. I thanked him. I never played a minute in a whole season my senior year. I thanked him for putting me on the team. Just because I was 6'5", he put me on the team. And I thanked him. He said, why are you thanking me, Ray? I don't understand. I said, because I was part of something. You know, and that's what I call him to this day, 18 years, you know, 20 years later, you know.
Well, there's a lot that goes into why you have a healthy attitude about that. We appreciate your joining us. Hope you'll call in again, my friend. And if you'll stay on, give us your address. We'll send you some gift certificates to Tickets Now to thank you for being part of the show.
Oh, no problem. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. We're talking about cutting kids and choosing teams. I mean, is it just a subjective? Is it just an inherently biased, unfair process? And by the way, is cutting, being cut, something that kids should not experience? To me, it's more about, of course, how you look at it and whether kids at the age of 10 should be cut. In Japan, Fred Eng, we've been told that they have a system where it is indeed the outdoor classroom, which is a phrase that you use, and they may have as many as 7 teams. So you may be cut from the starting team. You may be cut even from the second team. But there's a third and a fourth team, so at least you get a chance to play.
Well, and that's what it's all about at that age, if we're talking about young kids. Each time we talk about this issue, I have a flashback to my son John's a baseball player. I remember he was 8 years old going to a tryout, and I'm standing on the sidelines and watching and hoping like every other parent. And this kid gets up to bat, and you could tell and you could say, oh, my God, why is this kid here? Because he's going to be embarrassed. Well, you knew he wasn't going to make the team, but what was so devastating that I've never forgotten, here were these dads who were the coaches of the team, and one dad yells to the other, you can have him on your team, I don't want him on mine. The kid's up at bat striking out and whatnot, and that's the where it gets ugly and mean when parents don't have the sensitivity that these are kids just trying to come out and have fun. And the adults sit there with their clipboards and say, you're cut because you're not good enough. That's when it's wrong.
Well, and the one thing I wanted to say in regards to what Ray was saying there, you know, he was saying putting the list on the board, you know, the list on the door or whatever. I think you put the list of the kids who make the team on the door, not the kids who got cut. And the reason for that, as I said, some kids can handle it. I know a bunch of kids that can handle it just fine, and it motivates them to do more. But there may be one or two kids on that team that are embarrassed because then everybody's saying, oh, you didn't make it, you're not good enough, and they're made fun of. And they don't have a support system at home. They don't have people who can help them get through it, and that can hurt them through life. And I think you want to give kids, you know what, high school kids are still kids, and they're still very sensitive. College, I just had a college basketball player in my office today who's got some confidence issues. I mean, and a lot of that stems from the fact about how he was raised in a single-parent family. A lot of these kids don't have the support system most of us do, and it can be devastating for them if something like that happens.
So, guys, what do we do about it? We're talking about cutting kids. We're talking about choosing teams. And if you want to be part of this discussion, the last 5-6 minutes of the show, call us at 800-878-7529, 800-878-7529, because I think it's important for kids to learn how to be cut. I think it's important for leagues, and Fred, I want to ask you about this, to proactively say, if you're cut from a team, this is what it means, this is what it does not mean. What teams do that? What leagues do that?
Well, I think every team sport in America that I know, all the way down to the grassroots level, when they begin, they have these things that are tryouts, that are drafts and whatnot, and they try to make it even for kids. But the bottom line, Nick, is what happens is that the typical youth league today mirrors themselves after the professional team. Whether it's soccer, football, basketball, doesn't matter. They mirror everything after that because they got the uniforms and the manicured fields and the scoreboards and et cetera. And so in the kid's mind, what he's seeing on television in the professional ranks, he or she is part of. And to be eliminated from that thing simply because at the age of 6 or 7 or 8 is devastating, and it's not fair to kids. So what you do is you create these organizations and leagues that, like you said, in Japan, if you're not on this team, you can be on this team. But everybody that comes out here, nobody's sent home that doesn't get a chance to play.
We've got a caller, Joey from West Palm Beach. We're talking about cutting kids from teams. Joey, do you have a comment?
Yeah, Nick, great show, great subject. In fact, for those gentlemen, for lack of a better word, who might have failed in sports when they were younger and who try to live vicariously through their kids by pushing them up to the plate or pushing them up to the foul line, shame on them. I just want to make a point about that. And we've seen this, whether it's at Little League baseball or it's at high school football, you know the type of dads who basically are, they realize that they're pushing their sons to play even though their kids don't want to, and it's a very unfortunate situation about that, and we've seen situations like that where their fights have broken out in the stands. But in regards to the matter of those individuals who more or less are caught during high school and said they're not good enough, wasn't Michael Jordan cut several times from his high school basketball team?
Yes,
he was. From his 8th grade basketball team.
Yeah, and look how successful he's become. So for those individuals who I say that, you know, if a young kid comes up to me and says he got cut from the team, all I have to do is just tell him about, you know, what happened to Michael Jordan, and suddenly they realize that it's not so bad for them. But again, great stuff that you guys are discussing. I know we're limited on time up against the top of the hour, but I just want to go ahead and put my two bits in, and I thank you. And by the way, I'm listening to you on Sirius Channel 122.
And Nick,
you're a smart man.
Make sure that you tell him it's always nice to have a hometown person from West Palm talking on this show.
Hey, Joey, appreciate it. Listen, stay on, give us your address, and we'll send you some gift certificates to Tickets Now for free tickets to take you and your kid to a sports game. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I bet you that Joey from West Palm Beach, just like Ray from Texas, have very, very personal references to this, where they witnessed unfair situations, they witnessed a kid going through this, and I think the key thing is to not hermetically seal kids from the emotional trauma, but make them understand life is unfair, but you have the tools through sports, you can learn how to deal with adversity. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50 go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Welcome back to Head Games on Sirius Satellite Channel 122 Sports Byline. I want to thank Bob Lee from ESPN's Outside the Line. Stay tuned for their show today. We're going to have a great lineup next week. As always, Monday morning quarterback with Hall of Famer Len Dawson and Hall of Famer linebacker Sam Huff. We're going to have Ron Jaworski from ESPN Primetime on Tuesday. Rick Goslin, one of the top people covering the NFL with the Dallas Morning News. And on Thursday, we'll have ESPN Primetime's Mark Schlereth. So that's just the football side of it as well. But getting back to this, guys, I want to have final comments on Fred. What an administrator, a coach, a parent can do to set up a process where kids learn the lessons, whether they make the team or whether they are cut in a very public way?
Well, again, I want to make it perfectly clear. Below the age of 13, you got to figure a way that all kids can play. Above that, that's the power of sports. Very quickly, if I put it in the essence of music, if somebody comes out for my band and wants to play drums and can't keep a beat, sorry, you can't play. If it's in a play in school, if you can't remember your lines, sorry, you're cut from this play, you can't make it. Sports is the same thing, and that's the power of it. That's how we can teach kids that, look, if I want to be the best in life, I have to accept that I have to keep trying and trying and trying.
Dr. Jacobs, final thoughts.
I would agree wholeheartedly with Fred, but I would also say this. Make sure when you're going to cut people, you explain to them how you're going to do it, the process, and why, and give kids an opportunity to learn and grow from that rather than to be devastated by it so it harms them for life.
You guys, if you want to learn more from two of the more thoughtful people in the country on U-Sports, go to winnersunlimited.com for Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and then I think it's NAYS, the National Alliance for U-Sports.org for Fred Egg. Fred and Andy, thanks so much.
You got it, Nick.
Take care, Nick.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline, Sirius Channel 122. Again, we want to thank Bob Lee and the whole group of people we had on this week. Incredible lineup, whether it is Jarrett Bell, Chris Mortensen, Jim Beatty, and many, many more. Peter Costa, Solomon Wilcots. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio for all of the highlights. Monday, it'll be Len Dawson on the show going over the NFL games with Sam Huff. And we'll also be joined by Mark Schlereth, Ron Jaworski, and Rick Goslin, among others, next week. Take care. Have a great week. Drive safe. We'll see you soon.